Before I get into the giving part, I have learned one thing as a dad, and I really believe this to be true. And I finally got it with my 15-year-old son, who's a really, really good kid. And I've learned as a parent, no matter how good your kid is, it's still hard. I don't know what people do with bad kids, because I got really good ones and it's hard. But, you know, the one-word answers, and my favorite, the rolling of the eyes. And I used to get with my need to be offended when I give those great pieces of advice, like be more interested than interesting, be kind to your future self, don't be negative, whatever it is. And they look right at me and then they roll their eyes. Now I figured it out. I told my 15-year-old son when I came home, you know, that I loved him, I'm proud of him, and I always have his back, which I tell him every day. And I suggest you tell your kids and pour into them every day what you believe, because the repetition's important. But he rolls his eyes now every time I say it. And I said, the last time, I said, thank you. I said, why are you thanking me? I said, because you just showed me, one, you looked me right in the eye, you heard what I said, and then you planted that seed for your future. And so thank you, you are listening. And I could see his eyes then said, F you to me. He had way too much respect to actually say it. Unlike my middle daughter, who had no problem actually saying it. That's probably why she's the most successful. good thing she's not here. But I do want to thank my family, especially my wife, for supporting our mission, our family's mission, to empower people to be happy. And I do my best to help people make a lot of money, to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And a lot of people don't understand that mission. My kids' high school, I sponsored, my daughters were cheerleaders, so I sponsored the football team and, you know, had the Sports One marketing logo on the scoreboard. And I wanted them to put, make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And the school would not put it up there. They said, no, have a lot of fun, make help a lot of people and make a little money. And this, to me, is the problem with really kind, generous people like our teachers, our veterans, our first responders, our moms especially, because they keep on thinking that it's all about giving and they don't understand giving. And most people, the most giving people in the world, are living in a zero-sum game. They're giving way more than they receive. And I'm not a genius in math, but I know that if you give more than you receive, you're going to end up at zero. And so there's several components that I learned. One, studying religions, philosophies, theories, and spirituality, very rarely does it actually say the more you give, the more you'll receive. Although this is extremely true. In the infinite loop of giving, giving and receiving are one. Of course, the more you give, the more you'll receive. But it's not automatic, especially with finance. It's not automatic. There is a linear time. There's a pragmatic world. And we need to participate in the infinite loop. And how do we do that? One, we have to have the confidence there's more than enough of everything for everyone. And when you have that confidence, you'll give away everything. But you have to be aware of all that you're given. The problem with understanding what we're given as human beings, we're not capable, because there's no evidence that we're being given something back. And there's also contrary evidence that we're being given. And so if you take some of the struggles that you've had at the time that you had them, it's very difficult to see anything other than punishment. And what happens is, if we have faith in this idea that the more we give, the more we're given, then we have a responsibility and accountability to find all that we're given. I always say there's only a lapse of time between you giving and you being aware of all you're given. The same way as there's a lapse of time that exists between a problem and a solution. They're all in one. Giving and receiving are one. And we just have to understand, in the human experience, there's this linear time that we have to evolve to understand it. And that the more we have faith and the more we ask for help, the faster we can understand things, the problem and the solutions, and the giving and give in. Now, some of us, like especially moms, they're extremely wise when it comes to giving more and even seeing the positive of being given more. But then they have a difficulty being worthy of actually receiving it. because somewhere in their mind, they weren't taught that they're cheating everybody by not receiving all that they're given. And when I say that, I mean, and I spoke about this earlier outside, people forget how good they feel when they're able and capable of helping other people. How good they feel when you're able and capable of giving to others. That's the greatest feeling in the world. But so many kind, generous people are walking around going, oh, no, it's okay. Oh, you're going to cheat me now. You're going to cheat me of God's gift of giving because you don't feel worthy or you don't think there's enough of it. Or if you take it, somebody else is not going to get it and you don't need it as bad as the next guy. And this is what's occurring with all the most generous people. And so I want to encourage all of you not only to understand that lapse of time between giving and giving, but take everything people offer to you as long as you want it. Take it all. You're giving them something that they're not giving you, which is an extreme amount of joy when you allow someone to be capable of helping you. And then the last component, which I talk about a lot, probably get paid overpaid more for teaching people this simple lesson. Cost, by the way, it cost me over $100 million to learn this lesson. So ask for help. People ask me all the time, what's the biggest piece of advice you would give your 18-year-old self, your 28-year-old self, your 38-year-old self, your 48-year-old self? Next year, they'll say your 58-year-old self. Ask for help. I think there's no greater illustration that you have faith in God, your God, however you define it, than you asking for help. When you ask for help, when you ask for more, you're saying to the universe, to God, to Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Buddha, whoever you believe in, you're saying, I know you are a more than enough God who loves me, protects me, promotes me, and perfects me. Therefore, I am proud to say, please help me. Please give me more. All for what? For the sake of. One of the last lessons in giving is stop saying I'll be happy when and start saying I will be happy for the sake of. So those young entrepreneurs tell me, Mr. Meltzer, I'm going to make $1 million for the sake of buying my mom a house. You'll be happy. Change your rhetoric. It's for the sake of what? And so now, tonight, we're all going to experience to give more, to be given more, to receive more, and to ask for more than more. For the sake of giving more than more, being given more than more, receiving more than more, and asking for more than more, and so on and so forth. So we all can lend this linear journey from the time your heart starts till the time it stops with more than enough of everything for everyone, not with just enough or not enough or zero, where most people end up.